6.7.
So, what exactly did you have to do?
I had to go to the film set every day. A car came every day to pick me up from my house. I felt really important. And then what I had to do was to translate Spielberg's instructions to the Polish actors as well as the extras. I had to make them understand what he wanted. It was really exciting. Sometimes I felt as if I was a director myself.
Was it a difficult job?
Sometimes it was really difficult. The worst thing was when we kept having to shoot a scene again and again because Spielberg thought it wasn't exactly right. Some scenes were repeated as many as 16 times. And then sometimes I would think that maybe it was my fault that I hadn't translated properly what he wanted, so I'd get really nervous. I remember one scene where we just couldn't get it right and Spielberg started shouting at me because he was stressed. But in the end, we got it right and then he apologized and I cried a little because I was also very stressed. And after that, it was all right again.
So, was Spielberg difficult to work with?
Not at all. I mean, he was very demanding. I had to do my best every day, but he was really nice to me. I felt he treated me like a daughter. For instance, he was always making sure that I wasn't cold. It was freezing on the set most of the time. And he would make sure I had a warm coat and gloves and things. It was hard work, but it was fascinating, an amazing experience.
What did you think of the finished film?
I believe that Schindler's List is truly a great movie, a masterpiece. I think the actors were brilliant, especially Liam Neeson and Ben Kingsley, and I love the way it was shot in black and white, with colour in just one scene. But as you can imagine, I can't be very objective about it. I mean, I lived through nearly every scene, and when I watch it, and I've seen it a lot of times, I always remember exactly where I was at that moment. I can't help thinking, oh, there I am, hiding under the bed or standing behind that door.